fighting for America.
The media market personality Marconi goes to Kevin Miller, KIDOAM, Boise, Idaho.
Fighting for Idaho.
I just want to say to all of you, thank you for believing in radio and local radio. I want to thank Town Square Media. I want to thank Kevin Godwin. I want to thank all my listeners.
Fighting for you.
But in reality, this award is about all of you that believe in radio, that believe in touching people's lives. God bless you all. Thank you.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning. It is K. Miller in the Morning here at 580 KIDO. John Bujak is with us, attorney, Esquire, Libertarian candidate for governor. I know you were in the hallway, so you probably didn't hear the Alma gets arrested thing. But here we have an activist that was at a public meeting, was shown the door, has refused to be booked. They've said no outside contact, no anything else. So she's on a hunger strike. And I'm thinking, can the state really hold her for, I guess, obstructing a meeting or something like that?
Well, you know, Kevin, first of all, thank you for having me on this morning. But
we thought we'd get your day job, too.
it always bothers me because we have this awesome power of government. And sometimes when we grassroots folks want to come in and have a voice, our voice is just squashed because we're not allowed to exercise our First Amendment rights and speak our minds in a public hearing where policy is going to be decided. So, you know, I wasn't there. I don't know how disruptive or non-disruptive she was during the meeting, but the general principle that she showed up to speak her mind under the First Amendment and was arrested, that really rubs me the wrong way, and I'd like to know more. And, you know, I thought this morning, in fact, when I saw it come out in the paper, I might just go visit her and figure out what the heck's going on.
Well, maybe you can get to her because her husband can and no one else can, Alma, our friend Alma the anti-fracker. But let's get to the campaign. How has it been for you? You've been on the trail for quite some time, the election less than a month away. Your thoughts?
It's been a roller coaster ride, and it's been a good roller coaster ride.
Hold on, maybe good for you.
Indeed. I'll tell you that it started, you know, the momentum for me started with the people who were supporting Russ Fulcher in the primary. They kind of gathered around, and as they heard my message and realized I was the only conservative person out there running for governor, they started to spread the word. And now I simply don't have enough of me to go around to the meetings around the state where Republican leadership is wanting to sit down with me and talk to me because they recognize that the Republican Party has abandoned its principles. Without principles, there can be no party. And they're looking for a way to heal the party by electing a conservative into office.
Even though you're running as a libertarian.
Indeed. Well, they understand I'm running as a libertarian. I've been a Republican my whole life. But my message is more in line with the Republican platform than Butch Otter's.
Well, speaking of which, you've targeted the governor. And we'll talk about your campaign and, you know, whether or not you're a spoiler or you can make this happen. But what's it been like for the debates? You've been in some. You haven't been in others. You're going to be in one tomorrow night. Tell us a little bit about what that's like from your experience.
Well, I'll tell you, the debates for me are key because I don't have the funding that AJ and Butch have to get the message out. They're going to spend, you know, over $1 million getting the word out. I have less than $20,000 to get the word out. But the debates can be a great equalizer. And as I go out and people hear the message and it's broadcast over the airwaves, that's causing the swell in my support out there. And so I'm disappointed that I wasn't included in that City Club debate in Idaho Falls, but I attended. And one of the people in the local media who serves on the board of the City Club, who was upset or maybe disagreed with their decision not to include me, put me on camera and asked the same questions, and they're giving me equal time on the air down in the Idaho Falls area. So overall, it's been a very positive experience, and my message is getting out.
What question, if any, will you ask Mr. Belukoff and Governor Otter tomorrow? If you have a chance to go one-on-one, because a lot of folks will say Mr. Bujak is a very gifted attorney. He's a very gifted orator, something that in the past the governor has not gone up against. Your thoughts on what you will ask them and demand an answer to?
You know, here we are. I'm sure their camps are listening in, and I'm reluctant to let the cat out of the bag.
Give them a tease, maybe, yes.
But generally, you know, with Mr. Belukoff, He is kind of the wolf in sheep's clothing. He comes on trying to portray himself as a conservative Democrat, but you look at who's donating to his campaigns, and it's the same people that donate to all Democratic campaigns, the labor unions in particular. And ultimately, he wants to expand Medicaid. He wants to keep Common Core. He doesn't want to fight for our lands. You know, my question to him is how can you adopt those positions and not tell the people in Idaho that you're really pushing us towards a socialist agenda, a democratic liberal agenda? And for Governor Otter, the question for me is why are you not adopting basic Republican principles? Why won't you sign off on the Republican platform? Why are you fighting so hard against grassroots conservatives? Because he has just launched a campaign, you know, even at the local precinct level to get establishment folks in office, to get rid of the establishment leadership within the Republican Party in Idaho. And I need to understand why he's doing that, because it sure looks like an act of betrayal to me.
And here you have, of course, the internal strife of the Republican Party that would benefit you in this election.
You know, and more than political strategy, I mean, there is a battle going on for the heart of the Republican Party in Idaho. And the reason the party is fractured, everyone wants to point the finger at the Tea Partiers or these grassroots groups that are rising up. But the betrayal happened from the top down. If Governor Otter would have made the right choices and wouldn't have adopted Obamacare and wouldn't, you know, would stand firm against Medicaid expansion and would have stopped Common Core, you know, these grassroots groups wouldn't be so upset. But he has fractured the party, and he has not granted these groups any concessions, and they're angry, and they're going to be heard.
Speaking of a young man who's always the voice of the grassroots, our friend Tea Party Bob from the Jump State Patriot, with gubernatorial candidate John Bujek at 580 KIDO.
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
Very good, Tea Party Bob. How are you?
Good. I just needed to chat with you for a moment. You know, I agree with your assessment that the fracture in the party is the problem of the establishment and a lot of the things that the governor has signed on to. But there has been a message out there that you are a spoiler. And we even talked about this on Saturday morning. I think we need someone like you to get the message out to the people of Idaho that we need a change. And I don't believe that either of the major parties understand that we, the people, want less government, more freedom, and no more cronyism. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. I mean, that's why I'm out here. People in Idaho are fundamentally conservative. And at this point, they need to vote their principles over party politics. Because if they go into the voters' booth and they start playing the strategy game, do I vote for Governor Otter, do I vote for Baluchoff, neither one of them stand for the conservative principles that are at the heart of Idaho. And so people out there need to go into the voters' booth and vote based on principle. They have to vote based on what they know is right for Idaho, which are the traditional conservative values we all treasure here. And if they'll do that, you know, I've talked over and over again about the numbers. There are more independent folks out there than the Republicans and Democrats combined. We already know some of the Republicans are looking at voting for me. A huge block say they're going to vote for me. The polling numbers for me keep rising. It can really happen. And what I'm going to ask the voters to do as we get into this home stretch is do what I have done, which is step out in faith. When I started this, there was no way. It didn't appear there was any way I could be a viable candidate. But I felt called to do it, and I stepped out in faith. And from no way, God provided a way. And he's calling to the grassroots Republicans now not to vote strategy, but vote based on their conscience, vote based on their principles, and step out in faith. And if we do that together, we can not only have a conservative in office, but we can work to reunite the Republican Party under conservative leadership.
All right, Tea Party Bob, thank you for the call. One of your gubernatorial rivals joins us now, Pro-Life at 580KIDO. Good morning, Pro-Life.
Well, hey. Hi, John.
Good morning, Pro-Life. How are you?
Good. Hey, I just got a couple questions.
I'm sure you do.
Well, anyway, what should we do about gay marriage, and am I as conservative as you are?
Are you as conservative as I am? I tell you what, Pro-Life, one thing I've come to respect about you during the course of this campaign, you always speak what you believe to be the truth, and that you believe in your message, and you put it out there with passion, and I respect that.
Yeah.
With regard to the gay marriage issue, I'll tell you, I'm a Christian, and I believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. But I also recognize that we have the U.S. Constitution that allows other people to believe differently than I do and allows for equal protection of the law. In fact, it mandates it. And I've told people, as a lawyer, it did not surprise me that the federal courts struck down Idaho's Constitution and the laws in Idaho prohibiting gay marriage. And, you know, it's one of those things that as Christians we can continue to have our message in the religious community, but the Constitution dictates the result that's been handed down to Idaho.
Well, the Constitution says that sexual law, marriage law, is in the realm of the states, not in the federal realm. It's not the federal jurisdiction. So, you know, say, like, if I was the governor, I would just say, no, we're not going to enforce, we're just going to enforce our law. We're not going to have anything to do with the federal courts.
Well, I'm glad we asked you what you would do as governor.
Yeah.
We never get that every day here, do we?
But anyway, I'm sure there's other callers, and I don't know what's going to happen, but there's a debate tomorrow. I didn't even know about that.
Well, you got to listen every day. All right, Pro-Life, God bless you. 816, Kevin Miller in the morning, John Bujak with us, 580-5436. 580-KIDO. Let's talk a little bit about the health exchange that has been a point of contention on this program and in others for quite some time. Your thoughts on that and your platform concerning the health exchange.
Well, I tell you, Otter Care, Obamacare, wrong for Idaho. That simply isn't something that our governor should have adopted, and unfortunately, he adopted it, again, because of the special interest crony capitalism that goes on here in Idaho on his watch. You know, no one wants to draw the connection, at least publicly, between Governor Otter and IACI. But it's really clear. IACI was lobbying for the exchange because Blue Cross Blue Shield was going to make a lot of money. And I've seen internal communications between Jason Ronk, who has been both in the IACI camp and now manages Governor Otter's campaign, sending out to IACI, make sure everybody maximizes their donation to Governor Otter's campaign now that the health exchange has gone through. It was just this insider deal in order to get the good old boys richer and to really make things more difficult for the people of the state of Idaho. Governor Otter should not have adopted the health care exchange. And when he talks about, well, we had to or else the federal government would have come in, well, if we wouldn't have adopted it, we would have sent a message to Washington that we weren't going to adopt that policy that was adopted at the federal level. And if the feds came in and set up an exchange regardless, there's nothing that said Idaho had to adopt that model. We could have come up with an Idaho solution and shown the federal government that we can provide health care for Idaho citizens without adopting Obama/Otter Care. I'm against Obamacare, Otter Care. I am against Medicaid expansion. It's not right for Idaho to expand a program that isn't working.
Now, that's a heck of an allegation. You didn't even say alleged email. You have gone right on record here.
I've seen the email. So, I guess if other people want to see it,
I guess you're an attorney, so you would know the difference between an allegation and a fact.
Well, certainly. I mean, as an attorney, it's all about what I can prove, and I think I can prove that up.
All right. And you're saying you're going to offer that?
I need to get it from the source, and as soon as I do, I'd be happy to put it up online.
We go to Randy in Jerome for John Bujak at 580KIDO. Hello, Randy.
Hello, good morning. I just want to say that I disagree with Mr. Bujak as far as principle, and, you know, the country's not run by constitutional law. It's run by politics and political procedure, such as in the House and the Senate. And it would be nice to believe that, you know, that we're all the people who seem to believe in constitutional law are the common people. And it doesn't seem to apply when it gets into either our legislatures or the courts. You know, being a lawyer, it's easy for him to pick a side and state a case. But I believe that unless the Republicans stick together as a Republican Party without fragmenting that, especially in the national election, I'm afraid that, you know, standing on your principle will not win the election, basically, is what I'm saying. Extreme conservative parties are not going to help the mainstream by trying to convince the mainstream Republicans that they should be less government and and not moderate. I don't think that's where the country is right now.
Well, and I don't know that I agree with your position that the mainstream Republicans are the ones that should be calling the shots here. I would tell you that the grassroots really are the mainstream Republicans, and I can tell you that they cannot be reunited under Governor Otter's leadership. If we don't
I disagree with that point.
Well, I think if you look at what's happening here in Idaho, you'd see that I'm right.
No, I hear that. I hear that point from the radical conservatives, if you want to call them, or extreme conservatives, or right-wing conservatives. But I don't think it's the case. I think that you fit into a niche, but I don't think you fit into the bigger picture of conservatives.
All right, Randy, thank you for the call. 580-5436. 580-KIDO. More coming up with John Bujak next. We'll talk more about the debate, Medicaid expansion, the roads, fuel taxes, and all issues relevant to us here in Idaho.
In your trust every morning, Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
John Bujak with us, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Let's go back to the phones, and we go to Jason. You're on 580 KIDO. Good morning, Jason.
Hi there. Good morning, gentlemen. I have been involved in the Republican Party grassroots since before 2008, and one of the things I've noticed is it falls quite in line with John's platform, is a lot of cronyism and a lot of corruption from the top down. And what I'm hearing from all of my Republican friends is just plain a lot of fear this gubernatorial cycle, which is very different. Everybody's afraid that AJ could win or that Lukoff could win and that suddenly Idaho would turn into a Nevada or an Oregon. And what people really are forgetting is that we still have 2/3 Republican Party members, even if some of those Republican Party members in Idaho House and Idaho Senate are Republicans basically in name only. Unfortunately, my senator in 15 happens to be one of the most liberal members of the Idaho Senate, even though he's a Republican. So the question for John is, how does he plan to work with the Republican members of the House and the Senate when he wins?
That's a great question, Jason. Thank you for the call, and we'll let John answer while you go off the air. Go ahead, please, sir.
Well, thank you for the question, Jason. I've been a Republican my whole professional life, and the people who are serving in the legislature, I know a lot of them, number one, and two, they share my conservative values. Now, we have our rhinos out there, but here's the deal. Electing me is going to send a really strong message to the people who serve in the legislature. That message is the grassroots will have a voice and will not be denied. And to think that they're going to vote against a conservative agenda in the legislature while the grassroots is watching, they wouldn't dare. With strong conservative leadership and a knowledge that the grassroots have had enough, and a knowledge that if they don't follow the conservative agenda, they're not going to be there after the next election cycle, that it's going to spark a revolution in Idaho politics, and the grassroots is going to be heard. And all people need to do is have the courage to vote their principles and go into that voter's booth and vote for the only conservative candidate, which is me.
What are your thoughts, though, on Common Core? We really haven't gotten to some of the big issues. People have been very upset about this. Education in general, it seems that Mr. Belukov is focusing in on education. How big of an issue is that for you?
Well, Common Core is a big issue, and it illustrates, again, Governor Otter's strange, I'll call it strange, because he's been a conservative historically, but this last 4 years he's done some things that make him look very liberal. Common Core is one of them. You know, the reason we have Common Core in Idaho is because Governor Otter sold out. He took Race to the Top funds from the federal government, and in exchange, he promised Idaho would adopt the Common Core standards. And then he does what Governor Otter does so well, because he's a great salesman. He changes the name and puts the word Idaho in it, and then sells it to the people of the state of Idaho. You know, I've talked to people in the Senate, for example. Senator Fulcher is one of the people I've talked with.
Well, he's pretty objective on that.
Well, I'll tell you, he said he was misinformed about what Common Core was. And so his vote on that issue was persuaded by misinformation, and he said other people in the legislature felt the same way. The bottom line is Common Core standards are federal standards dictated to the state of Idaho, and I've heard the other side, especially from the candidates for the superintendent of public education. They say it still allows for some freedom in the classroom for teachers, but ultimately, when you look at the program, it's an agenda set by the federal government. It involves a testing program that nobody likes in the SBAC test, and it involves data mining on information for our kids that just sends information to the federal government and even the state government that, quite frankly, they have no business having about our kids.
So if elected, what are you going to do about Common Core?
I want to see Common Core go away. You know, it was adopted through regulation. It didn't even have to be approved by the entire legislature. And it needs to simply, we need to separate ourselves from Common Core. Now, here's the problem, because it's already happening in other states where they're not going to follow Common Core anymore. The federal government is cutting off funding. They're taking back those Race to the Top funds. And that's why it's so important for us to get control of our lands and build our economy, because if Idaho is going to take a firm stance against the federal government, we have to be able to support ourselves, because the one sanction they're going to do, they won't send tanks in. They're not going to send armed federal soldiers into our state. They're going to cut off our funding and try to starve us out. And we need to be prepared for that contingency if we're going to put any meaning behind our 10th Amendment rights in this state.
Well, as a practicing attorney, what are the arguments? You heard the governor on the debate with Harley and Walt and Russ saying, look, I've tried that, and he was not disrespectful, saying that lands aren't going to happen. He's fought that battle.
Well, I haven't seen anything that I would call fighting the battle. You know, the federal government, granted the terms were not favorable, but offered to give the lands back in the 70s, and Idaho didn't take them back. And I don't know that I'm super critical about the decision not to take them back, because the federal government wanted to reserve the mineral rights at that time. But I think there are ways to do it. And, you know, even our attorney general at a recent meeting up in Coeur d'Alene was talking about ways we might do it. But there are ways beyond the judicial avenues to do it. We can also work through our political process in Washington, D.C., because ultimately Congress has control over the lands, and I think we can get it done. And certainly I think it's worth putting the effort out there, because Idaho's future lies in those lands.
Final thought here at 580KIDO. Let's play your ad that is on YouTube right now. We play this, we put this on Facebook, and it's very hard-hitting.
Pledge allegiance to the establishment of the good old boys of Idaho, and to the lobbyists for which they stand, one agenda for a two-party system with Obamacare and Common Core for all.
This, and there you have it. Then we have a message from you there, sir. Boy, there's no going back from that, is there?
Well, that's the hard-hitting truth. And if there's one thing I want to challenge voters to do, is wake up and get informed. You know, if you want Medicaid expansion, if you want Otter Care, if you want Common Core, if you don't want your lands back, you have two candidates running for governor that you can choose from, and that's Governor Otter and Mr. Belukov. But if you want someone who takes the opposite side on those issues and stands for traditional conservative Idaho values, there's only one guy out there that's doing that. I'm the only one standing on the conservative battlefield at this point in time, and you got to get behind me. If that's where your principles lie, you've got to unite and get behind me.
Mr. Bujak, we appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the opportunity to be here, Kevin.
You're listening to 580KIDO.
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men.
Men, 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 manly men.
580KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning, broadcasting from Chick-fil-A on Eagle Road. We are having a great time. Already chaos ensuing. It took me forever to get to traffic. Patriot Ray tackled me. We've got just a big crowd here, and it's only 5:39. Dave Burnett with us. But before we do that, why don't we give Megan from the Mission the microphone here to talk about the significance of this event. Yes, it's 5 years of waking up together. It's 5 years of...
just sounds a little dirty.
Please let me talk. 5 years of making a difference, 5 years of being part of this great community. And, yes, we do have the Marconi Award with us for broadcast excellence through your great works. But an organization that we love, that does so much, that I pray for each and every night because of great people like Megan and Reverend Bill and Gene Lockhart, that
instead of focusing in on themselves, that work tirelessly. In fact, I was talking to Megan a minute ago, and she's going to actually be working this weekend. No time off for the rescue mission. Our friends with the Boise Rescue Mission are here. And if you have some spare change, like our friend John, the security guy that came up and said, "Hi, Kevin Miller. Hey, John, keep us safe here," right here at the Meridian Town Center, the Chick-fil-A on Eagle Road. But if you have some spare change, the rescue mission is accepting that. This is the holidays, the time of year where they really need your help. And we would appreciate anything that you could donate. And we thank them for joining us, Megan, here just a little after Hotel Ryan. So, Megan, good to have you with us. Dave Burnett with us. But before we get to Dave and Pat from Middleton and Patriot Ray, a little thoughts on the holiday season and what y'all are doing.
You know, we're getting excited. We've got our brand new shelter out in Nampa that we've opened up, so we are now operating four different shelters in this Treasure Valley, serving over 1,000 meals a day. And that's just 1,000 different lives that are being changed every single day. One of my favorite things is that the Lighthouse out in Nampa, they were serving, you know, 200 meals a day, and now they're serving close to 600 meals a day because they have moved into a community that is in need. And so they have people out there now, and they are serving that need, and it's fantastic. And we can't do it. We do nothing without the generosity of this incredible Treasure Valley. So we are so grateful for everything that you do for us, everything that you can do to take care of us. And we love all of the information that you share, and we are so excited to be a part of your Marconi Award and your Marconi Award win. And thank you, Kevin Miller, for five incredible years in this Treasure Valley.
Now we can go to waking up together, your comment
okay.
there.
Okay, yeah, can we go? That was just weird. I'm so sorry, Dorothy. It's never happened.
Oh, my goodness. You're like you're like Pat from Middleton already.
I am, a little bit. That's what happens when you get me up at 5 in the morning.
I'm with you, but you were up a lot earlier. And, Megan, if people would like to contribute either today or anytime, BoiseRM.org, anything else that they can do?
Yes, well, we've got our community page open on the BoiseRM.org. If they want to come down to any one of our five facilities, they want to take a tour, have them give me a call, and we can set that up. If you want to host a food drive, if you want to host a sock and underwear drive, that's the stuff that we need right now.
And you've got a big event tonight?
Indeed we do. What is the Hunger Bowl? Yes, we are going to be down at Boise State. We're going to be down at the stadium collecting foods and cans and all kinds of cash, anything that you want to bring down and help us out with.
Indeed, a long day for you.
It is a long day, but I'm ready and willing. That's why I'm young and dumb, right? There's coffee, right? Brad, is there coffee?
Well, big up big ups to Brad and Amy for having us here, and you're right. I'm with you on the coffee. Yeah. But thank you very much, and I mean that, you know, you work with a lot of people in the media, a lot of egos in the media. Not that I know about that.
Ah, Pat from Middleton's coming. You got a big ego, Kevin Miller.
Yeah, okay, Pat, thank you. But the work that you do, you touch so many people, and you do God's work. So thank you from us. We really appreciate it, seriously.
My pleasure.
All right. Dave Burnett is with us at 580KIDO. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Kevin. By the way, big ups if you stop by the Chick-fil-A. Kevin has actually brought the Marconi trophy in, something he hadn't bothered to do for a slappies back here at the station to see. So big ups, Kevin. But enough of my bitterness. How are you?
Long day for you yesterday. I was catching the game on 630 The Fan, and I that was a tough one, man. It was, what, 63-20, and you and Wayne DeZubak doing a great job last night. That was amazing. How many hours of sleep did you get?
I got to bed about midnight. Alarm goes off at 3:15.
Eesh. Yeah. See, we wake up about the same time, Dave Burnett. Did you know that?
Yes. I do know that. You go and prowl the neighborhood, know, before you come into work.
I do. So we've got Pat from Middleton, who's dying to yap. We have Patriot Ray, God bless him, that showed up about the same time I did. And this is going to be tough to get in a word edgewise with these guys. Gentlemen, do you have anything that you'd like to say? Oh, Pat, why don't you go ahead first?
Well, I don't need to say anything, because you kind of have me down, Pat. You already speak my mind. So, you know, Kevin, just throw that voice in, and, you know, I'll just call it as mine.
I see.
Grateful to be here and share the moment with you.
Well, a big moment coming up at 7 o'clock today, and we'll ask the panel here at 580KIDO. Alma last night was released from jail.
That's awesome.
And without bond, so it was pretty shocking. And she'll be making her first, well, her only media appearance here this morning.
I'll so be listening at 7.
Alma out of the jail. What do you make of that? Dave Burnett, we'll start with you.
Well, you know, it'll be interesting to hear what her experience was in the jail there in Payette County, as what she spent almost a week.
Yes, sir. almost a week. You know, it's kind of like that HBO series Oz. You remember that?
No, you know what? I don't. I don't remember that one. But, you know, you think of it, for most of us, we don't spend time in jail. So, I mean, because jail's not something you typically do. So, and I'm sure in Alma's life, not something she typically does. So I'm sure there's some real insight from somebody who's not used to being in the system, being in the system for a week.
Pat, what about you? Tell us about your time in jail.
It was something I want to talk about.
Patriot Ray, your thoughts at 580KIDO.
Never had any time in jail, nor do I expect to. But you never know in today's society what's going to happen. And God bless Alma for what she did. She at least brought it to the forefront where we can see what's going on in some of these cities. And Payette, they really shafted themselves as far as I'm concerned. They made big mistakes.
I don't think any of us will be going to Payette.
No.
For a lot of reasons.
Well, yeah, that's true. But there's so much going on in the world today, and she just tries to spread the truth of what she knows. And I don't agree with her all the time, but, you know, to see her stand up for what she believes and in the forefront and taking the opportunity to go to jail, that's quite a feat in herself. So we appreciate her for what she's done and for you for making sure that everybody heard about it.
Well, I don't think she should have been arrested. I think she should have just been kicked out of the meeting and that be it, because it brought more to light than what necessary. But I don't agree with anything Alma says.
Well, if what I heard yesterday is true, to where they said that after she left the meeting, they disclosed the name that she was asking for and the reason she was kicked out, why did they do that if they were not going to let her know who it was? This is ridiculous. You get accused of something, and then she wants to know who the accuser is, and they throw her out of the meeting.
Well, but you listened to her on the radio many times, how when someone is calling and saying something, she interrupts a lot and casts off.
You wouldn't know anything about that, would you, Pat?
She asked for a point of order, which is within Robert's rules of law.
Okay. I wasn't there. I didn't see the video. I didn't see all what happened, but I just know what Alma does a lot on the radio and what I've heard from other people that have had contact. They can't get a word in edgewise when she's talking to them. I've got a good friend named Kevin, lives out there. She's very rude, very interruptive when she's even trying.
We can't get a word in edgewise with Pat.
Oh, come on, Ray, you know that's not true.
We go back to Dave Burnett. Your thoughts on Pat saying that Alma's rude?
Well, you know, to me, that is not the issue. To me, the issue is, and mind you, I don't agree with all my interviews on fracking. I don't. But I think the whole situation of us having a right to speak up at a public meeting and the fact that she stood for that and was arrested for what she was trying to do in a public meeting, I think it's very important, the stand she took. So, you know, again, while I don't agree with her personally, I think she has a right to speak at a public meeting, and I think that's something that is important that a statement is made there.
Fair enough. 580KIDO, as we continue on here, we're trying to do a little round robin. We're at Chick-fil-A on Eagle Road. And another issue that we should bring up, let's talk a little bit about Ebola. We heard in Maggie's newscast they're going to have a new site called The Truth About Ebola. And I'm wondering about that. And then we have Patriot Ray saying that the government's lying to us about Ebola.
Well, haven't they? I mean, they don't. The president doesn't know what's going on. The CDC, you know what really got me? I can't get the picture of the guy that's taking the nurse with that, all the people in the hazmat suits, and she's on the gurney, and he's walking behind. He's supposed to be the expert for protocol, and he's walking around with a clipboard in his hand with no hazmat suit on, because he wants to make sure they don't trip. So if it's so contagious, what in the world is he doing there wide open?
Well, think about the overreaction. When you break a thermometer or one of these fluorescent light bulbs that they're requiring us to have anymore, they bring in the hazmat suit and contamination unit. We used to play with mercury as kids. We used to push it around on the floor. You know, we'd break a thermometer and push it around till it married each other again.
And look how you turned out.
And look how I turned out. But, you know, I mean, we go overboard on some things, you know, like the mercury, you know, contamination. Yet this Ebola, which we know has killed people. I mean, I've never met anyone that's had contact with mercury that just flat out died from touching mercury. But I do know that people have died in the thousands from Ebola from casual contact. And yet they were just so carefree about it. It's like,
and
hey,
yesterday,
you know,
they announced that 9,000 people have been infected in Africa and 4,500 have died. So
10,000?
That's 50%.
Well, just think about that airline. After it dropped her off in Dallas, it made five more flights.
Now they're looking for 800 people that came in contact.
And then if any of those are contact.
Hey, what am I, a potted plant here?
Yes, you are.
It's called Cher. Dave Burnett, what do you think at 580KIDO?
Well, I don't know that to say that the government is flat lying to us, I don't know that they're lying to us. I do think they're covering their tail and their tracks and that they were not prepared for this. And so you got a lot of people speaking out of both sides of the mouth, getting caught, not really knowing nor being prepared, which is an issue. I mean, this is what they're paid to do. The CDC is paid to be in a position to take these stance. Now the president talking that we need an Ebola czar, which, by the way, I would like that job. If they'd like to go ahead and give me that gravy train, I'd like the job as the Ebola czar.
A little worried about that, what do they call that, projecting diarrhea?
Well, yeah.
Can you handle that? I heard Glenn Beck talking about that yesterday.
As the czar, all I've got to do is hold press conferences and tell them we're working on it. So they're looking to put in a czar. But the president very careful to say.
No, we had a czar once, Dave Burnett.
We did, but he's gone. See how that worked out for him. So, you know, the president very careful to say, no, now the leader of the CDC, he's doing a great job, but he's got other things to do. So we want to shuffle him off the stage and get somebody else up there that can speak a little better.
Well, now they're saying he's not.
Oh, Pat, jump right in here. By the way, Dave, I wanted to tell you that Pat was snickering all during your answers at 580KIDO. Snicker, 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 Pat. Why don't you do it to Dave Burnett's face, huh?
He's not here.
Yeah.
Why are we snickering?
Hey, Dave, it's Kevin's body language that is getting me snickering. It's not you.
No, I can tell you.
I like everything you have to say.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Wow. Yes, this is going to go down as this award-winning segment.
Buttering up there.
Well, what about the idea of Dave Burnett as the Ebola czar?
Well, why not? I mean, he's as educated as any of them when it comes to Ebola.
Give him another job to do.
Well, yeah, let him have a little more extra pay. I think it's the whole thing, isn't it, Dave? You want the extra pay. You don't really care about the
extra pay. We're not talking extra pay.
Well, if they're going to be a czar, they get paid pretty big bucks.
Not only that, he knows how to talk. Not only that, he knows how to talk in public, and he's dealt with Kevin. So
I
it's
want to hear his answer.
Well, no, I guarantee you the czar of Ebola will be paid some pretty good money. If I can get that, I'm probably done. I can retire.
There you go, Dave.
By the
way, 1 year in government, you get a pension.
The other good thing would be is to be on a cruise right now. The CDC and the government saying that one of the healthcare workers that handled a lab specimen is on a Caribbean cruise and now is being sequestered in their room. So, again, just they were not prepared. They totally blew the whole game plan out of there.
It's not good, you know.
You know, first they wanted to blame the nurse, and then it comes out that the nurse had called CDC when she felt that she had a temperature, and they said, well, what's your temperature? And she told them, oh, that's okay. It doesn't become effective until you're over 100.
Well, you know what they say, just put duct tape around your neck, you know.
That'll work.
That'll seal off the plastic bag you put over your head, you know.
Well, on that note, let's do this, Kevin. I got to do some traffic for you. Traffic now as you're coming out of Canyon County into Ada County. We're looking good out there.
Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Broadcasting live from the Chick-fil-A on Eagle Road. Please stop by and see us. We'd love to hear from you. We actually are a talk show that likes to hear from folks. We've got Patriot Ray, Pat from Middleton, Megan from the Mission, our friend Joe from the HaHa station, Hotel Ryan. We've got it all here at 580KIDO, and it's not even 6 o'clock. Let's get you to traffic now. How about it? 580KIDO, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, will join us along with you. We'd love to see you join us. Chick-fil-A Eagle Road, benefiting the Boise Rescue Mission. Good morning.